Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom Show, elevating women's confidence with inspiring stories of tragedy to triumph, from chaos to confidence. And joining me today, I have my wonderful guest, Sharon Kahn. I'll introduce her formally in a moment. Welcome, everybody. So this is getting to be a regular bi-weekly Learning at Lunchtime opportunity. And my focus, I'm Yvonne Silva, your host. My focus is all about helping women to elevate their confidence. And I do that through a number of different ways. I teach women to flourish in business primarily by having more confident conversations. And this series, these interviews through the radio show, are just one way to showcase what can happen when you move from a journey of something traumatic in your life and come out the other side and persevere. And when you have the tools and techniques to step into a more confident world, oh boy, does it ever open up. So welcome, Sharon. Are you there on the line with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Yvonne. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. And we first met through the Evolutionary Business Council, and then we've continued to have a couple of other opportunities to meet live. I've been to your house in Calgary here, so I feel like I know you fairly well, and yet I know there's so much more. And I was reading a little bit about you. I know that you have a really interesting vision, a vision where the world is a natural, you know, or imagining a world, rather, where there's a natural healing response and it's stimulated holistically, where your emotions are calm, your mind focuses easily, and your spirit connects freely and you radiate health. I don't know about anybody else listening, but that's something I want to find out about. And if we can learn over lunch, what a great opportunity. So glad that you could join me. I did have a little bit of a bio, and I wanted to share that as well. I know that you have a love of music. You fell in love with the classical guitar, I think it was, in your teens. And then you did take formal education, Bachelor of Music, Master of Fine Arts degrees, and also joined the conservatory at Mount Royal. This is a little while ago, 88. And now have moved into doing some lovely work with recording CDs, woodland songs and chimes, and we're going to talk a lot more about that. And I know that you speak as well, you share your message in lots of places, so we've got lots to cover. Thank you so much for taking your time today at lunch to join me and share a little bit more with our listeners. Listeners who are interested in elevating their confidence in particular, and I think when we have a solid wellness program practice, whether we have an energy healing practice or we're using sound therapy, it makes such a huge difference. So why don't we start by you telling us a little bit more about what it is that you do and some of the impact that it's having in the world, because I know it's having a huge impact already.
Oh, well, thank you, Yvonne. Yeah, and it's interesting how your work evolves as you find your way in the world. And that's what I've been finding with my own work. When I fell in love with the classical guitar at 16 years old, and my whole journey with learning how to play, learning how to perform, and then teaching, and for many, many years had a very successful teaching studio. But, you know, there was something else in my heart that still was waiting to be expressed. And how that evolved over the years was a fascinating journey. And part of it was my own sensitivity. I'm an empath, what's called an empath. And it was a surprise and a shock to learn that in my 40s when I finally clicked in that children who were coming in for guitar lessons who might be talking about a headache or a stomach ache they've had, as long as they were okay to continue with the lesson, we'd do that. And they would leave and I would have the headache or stomach ache. Well, trying to find out the reason for that and also to learn how to manage that sensitivity took me on a journey through a lot of different holistic modalities and a lot of understanding in my own, understanding myself at a level that I had never really explored before. So eventually, I ended up studying and understanding more about sound healing and sound therapy. And as soon as I landed there, it's like the heart wakes up and says, hey, kiddo, you're home. This is soul work. This is why you're here. And so I focused a lot of my own learning and understanding on how sound works. I'd spent my whole life in sound and music and had never really thought about this aspect of sound and music and how powerfully it supports our health and well-being. And as I learned more, I started getting requests to speak and share what I was learning with other groups of people. And one of these came from a call from the Integrative Health Institute at Mount Royal University back in 2008. They were sponsoring a study on stress, and what they wanted to study was how effectively sound and music worked to reduce stress. So they asked me to create a program as one of the interventions that they were testing, and I was thrilled. So I worked with my group in the study for a number of weeks. And at the end, everyone was so incredibly excited about what they'd learned. How do we learn more? And I thought, you know, I've got to find a way to get this information out to a larger public. And so I created Sound Wellness about a month after my participation in that study. And it's been a whole other story of evolution since then.
Well, I know for... I'm not sure if my husband is listening today to this show, but I know for my husband, who had played guitar personally when he was 16, 17, 18, and then after a tragic accident when his friend passed away, he put his guitar down. And when he had a big birthday, without divulging too many details, I bought him a guitar because I was recognizing that there was some unfinished business there with the music in him. And since then, this has been about 9 years now, he has been on a journey himself, evolving and just getting so lost in the music. I know it's healing for his soul. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful story, Yvonne. Yeah, I understand that journey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just want to go back a little bit because this program is very much about the journey. And I know that it started, you know, you got a guitar under the Christmas tree when you were 16, and then you had a teacher who sparked your interest with the guitar, and then somehow it got put on the back burner when you were heading for university, and I think there were some challenges that started. I'm not sure if they were in Northern Ontario, but tell me a little bit about the challenging part of the journey.
Oh, yes, and it's interesting because one of the things that is such a fascinating part of the journey is when the heart speaks to you, and when I was so young in teaching in Northern Ontario. I was in my early 20s, and after the first couple of years, it was not going well. I knew that this I knew my heart said I had to teach. This was something that was a part of my being, that, and it broke my heart that I was teaching beautiful, beautiful children, and it just wasn't the right environment for me. It wasn't working, and I knew it to me it was feeling like one of the biggest failures actually that I had ever had, and so I knew that I would have to find something else. And as I was working towards completing my degree, I would travel to Queen's University in Kingston and take mm-hmm. summer courses. So as I was searching, I thought, you know, I'd taken a year and a half of guitar, and I thought, I really, really enjoyed it, and I loved my teacher, and I had my guitar with me, and I was playing a little bit every once in a while. And so I signed up for a summer course in music history, and it was the most incredible experience, Yvonne, because it was like it lit a fire in my heart. And I knew this is what I had to do. I had that question in my mind. I was feeling like a failure. And so I went to the professor towards the end of that summer course. And I said to the professor, I've had a year and a half of guitar lessons. What do I have to do to get into this faculty as a music student towards a music degree? And he said, what you have to do is get a grade 8 in your instrument, that's our minimum requirement, plus a grade 2 in theory from the Royal Conservatory. At least that's the standard that's used. And so I said, okay. And I went back to my little tiny town in northern Ontario, and there was a fabulous music teacher there who taught me piano. I also needed some a fairly competent level of playing piano as entry requirements for this degree. So I signed up for piano lessons, I signed up for theory lessons, and I called the Royal Conservatory from Northern Ontario, and I asked them, where is the nearest teacher who can teach me grade 8 guitar? And they said, Sault Ste. Marie. Well, that was an 8-hour bus ride at night. So I called the teacher, and I arranged for lessons on Saturday mornings once a month, and I said, I need a grade 8 guitar. And I said, I've had a year and a half of lessons. I want a grade 8 guitar. And he said, okay, come this time. So I would get on the bus at around 8 o'clock on Friday night or 10 o'clock Friday night, all night on the bus, land at Sault Ste. Marie in the morning, have breakfast there, and then go for my lesson with my teacher. And we created a plan. It took me 2 years to get my entrance requirements, and I got it. So as far as the challenge changed from knowing that I was feeling like a failure, knowing I had to teach, my heart said I had to teach, and I was just in the wrong place. So having caught a fire in my heart from studying the music and knowing this is what I had to do, gave me the inspiration to overcome whatever challenge and reach that goal of getting all the entrance requirements in those 2 years, and was accepted as the first guitar major at Queen's University. Long time ago, but when your heart is on fire like that, and you have to overcome whatever obstacles show. People thought I was absolutely crazy. Yeah. Why are you traveling all night? And then coming back after my lesson, I had to hang around all day and catch the night bus on Saturday night to get back on Sunday morning. And it's so fascinating, that journey.
All I can say, Sharon, is I'm so glad that you chose to persevere, and I think that there's two very important lessons already that you've shared. Is firstly, you do serve yourself so well when you listen to those whispers of the heart. It's like, it doesn't happen on this radio station, but in the old days when you had a dial on the radio, and you would be on, maybe you'd be on 101.5. And if you tried to turn to 101.7 and you didn't quite get the connection, it would be just crackle, crackle. that's what I've experienced with myself as well as my clients. Even though you might think you've got it and you've nailed what your purpose is, if you're not quite on the exact right track with it, it feels painful. It's a heartache. It's that tug, as you said, you know, painful disconnect when you're not on purpose. You knew you had to teach. You had that fire and had to find a way to persevere. So thank you for sharing that. We're just going to go to a short break. So catch your breath, have a sip of water, and we're going to be continuing after this interlude. Lovely. Well, I'm so glad that you've persevered, and I also wanted to persevere. As you know, I've been writing my book for the last, it feels like a long time, since January actually of last year. And the book, for those listeners who haven't been on this show before or we haven't connected in person, it's called Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And this is my purposeful connection to my heart, to my soul. I love writing. I always have, and definitely have seen the connection between the importance of words. I have words all over my house, you know, live, love, laugh, faith, hope, etc. They're all over my house in different rocks and pictures and books and plaques. It's always been a passion. But I just want to do a little bit of an intro about the book, because we're getting really close to launching, and I'll give an update at the very end after this third clip. So just a short clip here from the video that I have on my website.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hi. Thank you. It's lovely to hear individuals, women especially, speaking passionately about what it is that they're up to. You've obviously trained Sharon extensively for the work that you're doing now. And I love to hear about, you know, when someone is deeply wired to do something and are living passionately on purpose and listening to their heart, listening to that fire in their belly, we can make magic happen. So how have you been able to bring in your passion with what it is that you're offering to the world in your business?
Oh, my. What a great question, Yvonne. And I think one of the things I've discovered is it seems to evolve as I grow. And one of the things I always am so grateful for are the people who have found me and asked me to come and share what I've been learning and what I know. And those are the things that I've always listened to in building our business. And when I first created Sound Wellness, part of the opportunities that started showing were the phone calls I was getting, many of them from the corporate world, some of them from practitioners. And the requests from the corporate world were based on, how do we bring more ease in our lives? How can I focus a little more? How can I relax effectively? How can I just be more effective in what I want to do in my life? And it's been such a fabulous journey in sharing this in with so many different people in so many different environments, and watching how beautifully people discover and how easily people discover how deeply they're wired to respond to sound, and then using some very simple tools to be able to bring that into their life, to make their life easier, to be able to do their work more effectively, and in so many ways.
Lovely. And I know that with my own Reiki practice, I know you're also a certified Reiki master. In my practice, every morning, I'm using sound waves, I'm using binaural beats and theta healing waves. So for someone who's listening in, who knows nothing about sound therapy, can you share a little bit about how it works?
Well, it's an enormous field, and one of the ways I like to kind of create categories that people can understand as far as where they can go to find ways that will help them is to kind of divide create three categories, or divide the field into three categories. And one of them is recorded music. You mentioned binaural beats. Very, very powerful for changing the brainwave state. Is when you change the brainwave state, then you create a physical response in the body and the mind towards very specific results. So recorded music can include the brainwave entrainment, which focuses on shifting your brainwave state. There is a lot of recorded music that focuses on shifting and changing your heartbeat. Not many people know that when you go into the grocery store, the music in the grocery store changes your heartbeat in about 4 minutes. So there, knowing that, there are ways to use your own music collection to create either more relaxation or more focus. So that, and there are many other kinds of ways of using recorded music that's been designed with healing in mind and harmony and balance in mind. Then mm-hmm. A whole other area of the field is what I call sound tools. And this includes using things like tuning forks, which have a very specific response in the body and the mind and the being. Also Tibetan singing bowls, crystal singing bowls. So these are the hands-on things that create a vibration through a physical vibration through your body. Sound is a physical energy. It moves molecules. It pushes your atoms around. And as it pushes your atoms around, it's changing your structure, actually. It's changing your molecules and creating a resonance with a certain vibration. So there's the sound tools are very powerful in changing and shifting that way, very physically. And then there's the whole area of the voice. And the voice is one of the most powerful tools to shift your resonance into more focus or more health And because your voice is created inside of you and sound is a physical energy that goes through you, moves your atoms and molecules around, your voice is already a tool that you have. So I love sharing simple ways that the voice can be used to assist in whatever you're looking for creating more health and harmony. There is the whole technological area, which is, I suppose, a fourth one, which informs the other areas too. But mostly I love to share tools and ideas and thoughts and ways within those three areas.
Well, I know for myself, when I'm talking about I am statements and elevating my vibration, it sounds different in my head. the shift. I can feel the shift, and that's been evolving over the past couple of years. You and I both know the lovely Dixie Bennett, who was my Reiki master and mentor for a program for a year, and the whole topic of moving energy, moving molecules, being able to help heal someone who's in a different city by using Reiki energy long distance, mm-hmm. is, to me, initially was a mind-blowing concept. I've gotten used to being able to do it now. But in the corporate world, how is it being received? Have you had any shift that you've observed in the past 5-10 years? I know I'm certainly seeing more mindfulness coming up as a topic overall, and more acceptance that if we have healthy workplaces, we actually have much more productive and less stressed employees. What trends are you seeing in how people are receiving this type of work in the workplace?
From my experience, and I've had many requests from corporate world to come and share about sound, sound therapy, sound healing, and it's been received very well, Yvonne. I even spoke for a group of safety engineers in January, and they were absolutely fascinated as I went through examples and practice with the three different categories, with recorded music, some of the science, and especially in the engineered music. I kind of call the brainwave entrainment as an engineered kind of music. Shifting the heartbeat towards specific results is an engineered kind of music. They were fascinated from the safety perspective. And then when we got to the voice, such simple ways to shift your own, the physical being and the mind with using the voice and the sound tools. They had a ball playing with the tuning forks and some of the science behind that, and the Tibetan bowls. They were coming and taking pictures of the bowls and the forks and asking more questions. And the first question that one of the engineers had when we got to questions at the end of the talk was, do you do this in corporate? And I thought we were just kind of evolving and creating our programs for corporate at the time. So it was a wonderful question for me as a reflection of the value that from their perspective of safety in the workplace, they could see a great deal of value in the application of using sound in a lot of different ways.
So intriguing. So for those listeners who are feeling questions bubbling up, please grab a pen, write this number down, because we will have a dial-in opportunity after a couple more segments. So the number to dial in, if you wanted to call in and talk live on air to either myself or Sharon, the number toll-free is 888-627-6008. That's the toll-free number. Or the direct line is 323-744-4831. There. So with that said, talking about what it is that people are looking for and asking for, let's just roll the second clip. just back to my talking about the reason I wrote the book for a moment. We have a second clip.
I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Yeah, words are so powerful, and I'm glad that you brought up the topic of voice technique. And just a quick note, if you haven't ordered your copy of the book yet, I encourage you to do so this week at wordswomenandwisdom.com, because the special pre-launch pricing is going to be coming down very soon. So right now you can order two copies for the price of one, and still have two copies be donated to a women's shelter, not-for-profit, or women's foundation. So it's a buy one, give one social enterprise commitment I'm making to get this powerful work out to the world so more women can elevate their confidence. So we were talking, Sharon, about voice techniques and how you use voice. So can you speak to that a little bit more?
Oh, I would love to, Evelyn. Thank you. And I just wanted to say I can hardly wait to purchase a copy of your book and receive mine. I so love the work you're doing. Oh, my goodness. So I'm so looking forward to that. And it fits so well because the voice is what expresses these words. The voice, and what I love to share with voice, is we have many voices. Actually, we have what I call the body's voice. And this is one of the voices that helps us heal, because this voice was built for healing. And what I mean by the body's voice are those sounds you make every single day. It's like, or, ooh. Or ah, or oh, or moans and groans. It's actually been found that these kinds of sounds that come from your body are stimulating neuroendorphins in the brain that helps the body heal and helps the body manage pain. So I love to amplify that release of healing hormones by using some of these sounds we use to help us relieve stress. That's the sigh. One of the things when our nervous system gets overwhelmed is we sigh. So if you vocalize that sigh, and also using principles of lower sounds tend to discharge excess nervous energy from the nervous system, higher sounds stimulate the nervous system and the brain. So if we want to relax, then we can use the sound of a sigh like this. creates a response from the nervous system where you can actually feel your shoulders drop and your voice calms down a little more, your breathing changes, your blood pressure lowers, your heartbeat normalizes. So simple, and it just takes seconds with a few breaths to calm the body down. So that's one way. Another way I love to use, when you need to become present, all of a sudden, and you, if you're in a meeting, well, you, it's hard to do this in a meeting, but if you find your focus is waning and you need to become more present, you can use a sound out loud, or you can also use this inside, as long as you replicate the memory of the body feel. This sound is a powerful, strong, it's almost like an explosion of sound. Remember, sound moves your atoms. So this sound is a ho in a very strong, low sound of the voice. And it sounds like this. Ho! So it's like a shockwave that goes through your body, and it brings alertness right to the forefront. It's like, whoa, what was that? Okay, I'm here. I'm near. I'm here right now. A fabulous way of creating that shockwave through your atoms that makes you become or allows you to become more present. Fabulous, simple ways to use the voice. The body's voice.
Well, I'm not sitting right next to you, although we're both in Calgary, but that sounded almost like a cough. I mean, it could almost be concealed as a cough, couldn't it?
In a way, yeah. Or even a laugh. Because when we laugh in different ways. We laugh with belly laughs, which are the ho, 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 ho. Or we laugh with a heart laugh, which is ha, 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 ha. Or we laugh with a mind laugh, which is the that's the giggle. This is like laughter yoga on steroids. When you're using that low ho 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 laugh, you're actually stimulating the digestive system. You're creating all kinds of hormone release, and the ho sound helps you to become more present. You're more present in your physical body. When you need to open the heart, the ha laugh opens the heart, and the he-he-he stimulates the brain. When you use that high sound of the voice, you're bringing the brain into more presence and focus. So fascinating stuff.
It is really interesting. I'm so glad that you came to the show today to share. Wow, there's a lot more depth to this, isn't there?
And I know that it is. Yeah. Yeah.
You've trained extensively with a couple of fairly well-known masters in the field. I actually didn't recognize the names Jonathan Goodman and Tom Kenyon. However, they were really pioneers in this space, weren't they?
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. So, there are a couple of exercises there that the listeners can try. Again, if you are thinking that, you know, you have a question now you want to dial in and call in, we have a few minutes still to do that. 1-888-627-6008 is toll-free, or 323-744-4831. Such an interesting topic. Now, you've also been releasing and putting together some CDs, I understand, too. Can you talk a little bit about what it is that you've been creating? Is this part of your own intellectual capital that you've put together with your learnings on how different clients have responded to different sounds and healing techniques?
Yes, absolutely. And some of the CDs are meant to go along with my book and to give people tools to explore as far as how does sound affect me, at least the sound you can listen to. One of them, Woodland Song, is based on two of the three healthiest sounds there are for the human being, and that's wind, water, and birds. And the Woodland Song focuses on water and bird song. Now, We know that low frequencies discharge the nervous system, create more relaxation. And there's many of these low frequencies in the sound of softly bubbling water, even more when you're listening to the ocean waves and things like that. So we naturally relax. Our body just does that when we're listening to these kinds of sounds. And when you're listening to birdsong, there's a couple of things that happen within your body. One of them is that we feel safe because our ancestors who lived in the forest knew that when the birds were singing, there were no predators around. It was when the birds stopped singing, you had to look around and go, why did they stop singing? So birdsong makes us feel safe, and one thing. Another thing is that it has to do with the high frequencies and the unpredictability of birdsong. High frequencies stimulates the brain and the mind, so it brings in focus and concentration and productivity. At the same time, where it's your body is relaxed with the water sounds. So that I love to use when I'm writing, because I find, especially if I'm trying to get so much done by the end of the day or a certain time limit, then the bird song keeps me focused and the water keeps me relaxed. I love that one. Each one of the CDs has a specific purpose.
That's so that one that you were describing was called Woodland Song?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. I mean, I know for myself, I'm a Pisces. Even though I was born in England about 60 miles from the ocean, when I first came to Canada and I was living in Vancouver, just to be able to walk down to Stanley Park and walk along the wall there, be down by the beach, it's just so relaxing. And, I mean, I hadn't thought about it in terms of, you know, sound therapy at that time in my early 20s. However, I know that there's definitely something about the unpredictable song of a bird where you just never know when it's going to come next. We have a beautiful whole block of pond in front of our house. And so as I'm sitting here on the radio show with you and I'm looking out at the pond, I know that when I'm taking my little Sheltie for a walk later on today, that there are going to be birds singing, and it's going to be erratic. It'll be, it's just a very relaxing break to do that periodically during the day, to be out by the water, out by the pond. So, lovely. And what was your book called again, Sharon? You mentioned your book, and I haven't actually got a copy of that, so I'll have to look that up too.
The book is in second edition right now. I haven't got it ready to launch yet. The e-version of my book is available on the website. It's called Listen from the Inside Out.
Intriguing. Listen from the Inside Out. And what is your website address? If people are listening and saying, hey, I want to get more of Sharon, where can they find out more about what you're doing?
They can find out more at soundwellness.com.
Soundwellness.com. And that Woodland Song CD, is that listed on the website as well?
Yes, they're all in the website if you go under products. And I have a link, Yvonne, and I'm not sure if this is the right place to share this, a link to for people to receive the Woodland Song as a gift.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. The website is www.soundwellness.com and then /woodland-song-wisdom.
Lovely. Woodland-song-wisdom. Thank you. That's very kind of you to give that to our listeners. And it certainly sounds as though it would be hugely relaxing. And as you were talking, I was thinking about the sound of a baby crying. I mean, obviously, women is my passion, working to support women, helping them elevate their confidence. And when I was writing one of the chapters, I was talking about know, when my son was crying as a baby, and he was great until he turned 3 weeks old, and then from 3 weeks to 3.5 months, he was very colicky, which later on, you know, perhaps that was an early sign that he was going to have some special needs. However, that song was like radar piercing my ears, and my husband at the time would say, oh, he'll be okay, you don't have to run like this second. Well, I did. I had to run that second because it was like something that I had to turn off. I had to find a way to soothe him. So how does that connect perhaps to what happens in the body when you hear certain tones and sounds like a baby crying?
Well, it creates it's almost like an alerting mechanism there, and we are, especially women, are programmed to respond to a baby's cry. I don't know if we can't not feel anxious when we hear a baby cry, because we're always thinking, well, what's wrong, and trying to find out what's wrong. And it's a fascinating and fabulous question, Yvonne, because there's also a whole body of knowledge about sounds that create the stress response in the body, one of them being traffic noise. Traffic noise is being studied in the European Union, and what they're discovering over the last 3 to 5 years is that traffic noise is a major health issue in the European Union, so much so it's costing billions of dollars in their health system.
I did not know that.
It's creating a huge amount of stress response in the body. There are a lot of sounds that raise stress hormones. As like water sounds, there are sounds that create that balance in the autonomic nervous system that brings in relaxation and allows the autonomic nervous system to come into balance. But if you're around traffic noise, then you're going to be highly stimulated in the stress side, which is a serious health problem in the UK. Or in the European Union.
Yeah, it's interesting how that aligns with something that I spoke about when I was speaking at the Fearless Women's Summit, actually in March of this year, which was just one of the talks that I've done recently. And I was talking about the power of your words, and included a picture of the crystals that are found. They actually are at one time were in the London Underground train stations on the wall. They were showing the impact of Masaru Moto. I always mess up his name. Email me if you really want the link. who did the research on water crystals. So he was looking at crystals that froze in cities versus crystals of water that froze in the outskirts of the city out in nature, and what the differences were, and went on to do some amazing work with speaking to the water as it was freezing and capturing the crystals with what was being surrounded, what was surrounding the water. So if it was, you know, someone saying, "You make me sick," it turned into a horrible, disfigured brown crystal, whereas "thank you" or "I love you" was a beautiful crystal, almost like a snowflake. So interesting what we what we can discover with science.
Oh my goodness, yeah, and absolutely, I'm familiar with Emoto's work, and when you think that we are 70 to 80% water, as we say words. And here, when I started thinking about the power of the voice, Yvonne, is that the voice is created inside of you. So you are giving your entire being a sonic massage with the energy of a word before the person you're saying to has even received the sound wave of that word. So everything you say, every word you say, massages every particle of your being. Which is why I'm so grateful for this kind of work, because then we can bring that into our conscious intention, our own conscious work, when we use these words, because they affect our atoms.
Yeah, powerful. Mm-hmm. So we have about 5 minutes left, and so I just want to remind everybody who's listening that talking about this topic of words and the power of your words, again, if you haven't yet ordered your copy of Words, Women and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, hop over to my website, wordswomenandwisdom.com, and A-N-D is spelled out, it's not an ampersand, wordswomenandwisdom.com. There's a little introductory video you can watch if you like, and at the bottom of the page there is the pre-order pricing. I encourage you to do that this week, because I'm not sure when the website is going to make change, depending on the publishing date that's looming. So I'm excited about that. Sharon, if you had to sum up what would be maybe two or three nuggets out of all of your learnings around this whole topic of sound and sound wellness, what would you like to share as a parting gift or gift of knowledge with the listeners?
Thank you. That's a great question. One of the things I would love to share as far as a nugget would be to encourage people, encourage all your listeners to become aware of the sound around you, because the sound around you, and in addition to the sound of your voice, moves your atoms. So it affects you at every level of your being, and we're generally not aware of that.
And as you're speaking now, even though the window is shut, across the other side of the pond is Stony Trail. So now I'm very in tune, and I hadn't heard it up until right as we were talking, that there is traffic buzzing along Stony Trail, and I can hear it much louder now. And it's once we put our awareness and choose to put our awareness on something, whether it's, you know, using, as in the case of my book, it's about using or not using specific words that elevate or deflate your confidence, and becoming more in tune with being aware of whether it's the words that you're saying, the noise that is surrounding you, the tone of your voice, how your body is responding, whether you're getting a lump in your throat or a knot in your gut about something that's triggering an external circumstance. Once we become aware, I think that in itself is such a gift, isn't it?
I agree, and your work around words is so powerful when you add the energy of the voice behind them. So, so powerful.
Well, one of the words that I talk about in the book is an underused concept, reciprocity. So when we talk about the science, you know, we know that we can't necessarily remove atoms or energy from the universe, but we can transmute it from something that is less positive into something that is more positive. However, just I think that there will be a number of women who buy the book because they want to learn how to negotiate more effectively, you know, work with their children in a different way so they actually have them doing what they ask them to do, encouraging their spouse to be more participatory in the household, division of labor in the household, whatever it is, having the confidence to use one or two words differently is going to make a huge difference. So I'm excited that the work is going to get out. And I'm super excited to be sharing your gift of the Woodland Song. And if you'd like to reconnect with Sharon, again, her website is soundwellness.com. And she has offered that beautiful gift. If you put a slash and then woodland-song-wisdom, you can hear more about Sharon. With that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thank you so much, Sharon, for joining me, sharing your insights and deep wisdom on the topic of wellness and sound in particular. And I hope all of the listeners have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye for now.